Illinois Wesleyan victorious here this afternoon, 13-10 over the Carthage Redmen. And Coach Norm Esch is joining us. Coach, quite a comeback once again. You guys able to pull it out down the stretch in a tough defensive battle against the Redmen.
Well, we said before the game you had the two top defenses going head-to-head, and it didn't disappoint anybody, that's for sure. Carthage has a great team, and hats off to them. They played really well. Our kids made a couple more plays than they did, and that's why we had 13, they had 10 today.
Well, and again, it was sort of a slow start for the offense, down 10-0 at halftime. Maybe could have been worse than that. Was there a sense that you had a chance to redeem yourselves because it didn't go so well the first 30 minutes?
Well, I think, you know, what was happening the first half is we had to get a run game going, and we can't. I mean, they're the number one defense in the league, and it was tough going, and it was frustrating because if you don't get your run games going, you can't get in the flow of the game. I think what really sparked us is coming out and blocking the punt and having something to play for. You know, we got those 7 points. That's our special teams coming up big. And that kind of ignited everybody. And then we were able to get on a short field and get the next points to go ahead. And that was a key. I mean, I thought we played better offensively the second half than the first half and made some plays. Our receivers were making some big-time catches. We just couldn't get that run game going.
Great punt as well that set that up down to the one-yard line. Almost perfect and really set up that situation for you.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about we had to change the field position at halftime, and because we were backed up the whole first half, and our defense was playing very, very well, and we did do that. We changed the field position on the third quarter, and that was really the ball game if you think about it.
And on their offensive end, they had a hard time running the ball, too, against your defense.
Well, I thought our defense shut them down completely the second half. I mean, they didn't do anything. And you know, that was part of it, too, you know, where our defense shut them down to get us on that short field to allow our offense to get a couple more good plays in there.
Well, Freiburg certainly assured what he can do as you guys were able to take away that run. And what kind of problems did he create for you guys?
Really, I don't think there was that much, you know. I think we were able to contain him and do a good job on him. So, I mean, I don't think that was an issue, really.
It was really a physical football game, and it really defines the CCIW football.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a high-intensity, fast-paced, very aggressive game just based on, you know, what they had done so far this year and what we have done. I mean, it was a type of game. I said this before we started. It was going to be like playing Whitewater. It was going to be like playing North Central. It was going to be like playing Wheaton. Those are high-intensity games. And it just shows you how good the CCIW is because we have some great teams in the league.
Also shows just how resilient your group has been all year long, and to come out the way they did in the third quarter really shows a lot about the character of the team.
Well, like I said, all year, these kids really believe. And, you know, we were playing for a championship today. We have been ever since we had that one loss against North Central. And this was a big game to get. I mean, this was a big game because whoever was going to win this game was going to be in the driver's seat to win the conference. And our kids came through today, made the plays when we had to, and now we just have to take care of business. You know, we're going to enjoy this today and get ready for Elmhurst. We got to go on the road in the CCIW, and then we have that bye week in there. So I mean, we got to be careful with that bye week. Because we don't want to interrupt our flow, and then we got to finish up here at home. So on the road, then come back here at home and finish it up. And, you know, our goal right now is to finish up 9-1 and 7-1 in the league.
Maybe that bye does come at a good time. Late in the year, a lot of bumps and bruises to try to heal over that time.
Well, yeah, it's a bye week. It's not an off week, and we always joke about that. You know, we can get well a little bit. We're going to get some kids back next week, though. I think Mitch Pfeiffer will be back, and Anthony Quentin Walters.
I was hoping you would say him.
Yeah, he's going to be back. I mean, I got that today. I think they're both on pace to be back, and both those are some playmakers for us, and it'll be good to get those back for the last two ball games.
Well, there were some anxious moments down the stretch as Carthage was driving to get a long touchdown pass for a score, but then the holding call brings that back. So your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, I went up to Coach Yeager and told him he has a great team, and I said, I know how it feels to get points taken off the board because that happened to us at North Central.
Twice.
So, yeah, twice. And so I know how that is, and I know it's tough, but, you know, a call is a call. I mean, it's unfortunate for them that it was a holding call. It was great for us. It gave us a second life there. So that's why you play the game, and that's why you have officials.
Well, we appreciate the time. Congratulations on the win. Another grind it out to comeback victory, and we'll see you next week at Elmhurst.
All right. Thank you.
Here on the postgame show by Brandon Bauer. We appreciate it. We're live here on WJBC. First of all, congratulations. Quite a victory here this afternoon, and quite a comeback, certainly.
Oh, yeah. It was a special win. I mean, Coach said it downstairs. We're special teams, special team, and that was a special win. I mean, we refused to lose, and that's been our kind of our motto, and we never gave up. And, you know, defense played great, as always. Credit to everybody on the defense. And offense, didn't have the first half we wanted, but we turned around second half, put up the points that we needed to.
Well, the pressure is always on the quarterback, of course, but maybe more so today because of the way Carthage attacks the line defensively and tries to take away the run, which they largely did today.
Right. They had a good game plan. Credit to them. They had a really good game plan. They came out. They really took it to us kind of in the first half. And, you know, we're a great rushing team. Our offensive line is great, but they had some answers for us in the run game, so our pass game opened up, and our wide receivers did an amazing job making plays on the outside when we needed them to. And, you know, my job is just get up there to them, let them make the play, because they're our playmakers.
Is that the kind of game that's so fun for you? Of course, there's added pressure, and if you're not careful, if you don't get the open targets, it could be a long afternoon, but you also get one-on-one receivers who are able to get open.
Right, yep. I mean, we work on one-on-ones, like, every day in practice, so we know what it's like, and, you know, it is, it's different for, I mean, it's, I like it. I mean, I like throwing the ball, and, you know, it's a test for myself and the receivers to make the plays, put the ball where it needs to be, and, we accomplished that pretty well, and I'm very proud of them, and it was a great game.
What was the message at halftime when you were down 10 to nothing and really could have been down more?
Yeah, message pretty much just do your job. You know, we knew they would come out firing like they did, and, you know, we just had to come out and do our job to perfection, make the plays that we need to make, and we did that, and that's why we came out with the victory.
Well, it first started with the defense getting the stop, then the punt down to the one, you get the touchdown, and it seemed as if the momentum completely turned, and the energy that you could really feel from up here was coming from
the sideline. I mean, we talk about momentum a lot, and we didn't have a lot of it the first half offensively. Came out, we got in the second half, we took control of it, and Noah Baird had an amazing punt that really set up the set up our first score with the block punt. So a lot of credit to him and the defense punt. But I mean, we played our game and came back, and we caught the momentum, which was it. We were able to score with it. So it was big.
Yeah, and Zach Walsh had a couple of big catches in that scoring drive, including the touchdown.
Yeah, he's always making plays. I mean, the Wheaton making plays. You know, he's one of our best one-on-one receivers, and that's what we go to a lot with his size and his physicality. We like to go to him on one-on-ones, and he did an amazing job just making great catches and getting himself open.
You know, it was hard to try to run out the clock late in the game because they were so tough in stopping the run. But what was your sense at that point with Carthage trying to come back? I know you're confident if the defense is going to make the stop.
Yeah, I know. We wanted to make sure the defense didn't have to come back on the field. Fortunately, we couldn't really get a first down there because, I mean, Carthage's run defense was stout today. And, you know, lots of credit to them. But we battled and we pulled it out.
Well, Carthage did sort of take the lead. It looked like they did in the fourth quarter on a touchdown pass before the hold. What's going through your mind at that point?
No panic at all. Just stay calm. You know, we run 2-minute drill all the time, so we're going to be ready for that. And it's pretty much just do your job. Wide receivers keep making plays, and I can throw the ball to them where they can make a play. And, you know, we do it all the time. So, I mean, mindset, sure, we got to play fast, but we've done it before. So none of us are really panicking, and we would have been ready to do it.
Well, you get the win, and you still control your own destiny here. You've got a game next week at Elmhurst as you try to keep this rolling.
Yep. Our goal is to win the CCIW, and we take that one week by week. So Elmhurst is up next. We're going to go up there, take care of business, and we're going to see how it plays out in the CCIW. And our goal is to just win the CCIW, and we're going to do that.
All right. We're looking forward to that. We appreciate the time. Congratulations. A great win for you today and the rest of the Titans. We'll look forward to seeing you at Elmhurst next week.
Thank you.
All right. That's Illinois Wesleyan quarterback Brandon Bauer with the great performance today in the Titans' victory.